This morning we celebrate life, but not just any life. This morning we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And many have devoted time and research into looking at the evidence of Jesus being raised from the dead. Now, that's not going to be our focus this morning. We are going to focus in on the significance. What difference does that first Easter Sunday make? And as we work through Matthew 28, then we're going to see that that changes everything. So do have your Bibles open to Matthew 28. And let's just pray that God would open our eyes to this glorious good news. Father, we thank you for this day, that Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Help us now to see the significance of Jesus' resurrection. Amen. Matthew 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.' While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, 'You were to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.' So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" That first Easter Sunday, everything changed. After Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, in the Jewish mindset, this first day, it's a new beginning. It's like a new creation. But in the women's mind, this was anything but a welcome change. Because in their mind, they were going to Jesus' grave. And little did they know at this point that Jesus was not in the tomb. We read that this angel of the Lord comes down and rolls the stone away. But notice, it is for the women's benefit, so that the women can go into the tomb, not so that Jesus can come out. Now, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the first thing that had to happen was a stone needed to be rolled away so that Lazarus could come out. Not so with Jesus. Verse 6, the words of the angel, "He is not here, he has risen, just as he said, come and see the place where he lay." Now, that first Easter Sunday, everything changed. Jesus' resurrection wasn't just a return to how things were before. This wasn't a return to life as though the crucifixion never happened. This was a life that came about because the crucifixion happened. Not merely a return from death, but this breaking through. That Jesus is put to death in the body, he's made alive in the spirit. Now, to be sure, this is a physical resurrection. The women clasp hold of his feet as they worship him. But it's a new kind of physicality. Now, death could not hold Jesus. The grave cannot confine him. The stone is rolled away, not so that Jesus can get out, but so that the women can get in and see the significance of this event, of this good news, that the first Easter Sunday changes everything. Death is now no longer the destination. It becomes a point in the past. Jesus is raised into a new life. And these women here are given the privilege, the honor of being the first eyewitnesses, the first proclaimers of this good news. And as they go and as they tell the disciples that Jesus is risen, as they see Jesus, as they worship him, we also encounter this other group who refuse to see the significance of that first Easter Sunday. The religious leaders, we're told, verse 12, devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You were to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep." See, these religious leaders wanted things to continue as they did before. Now, as ridiculous as it may seem, that you can claim that you are fast asleep and yet at the same time you can identify the perpetrators of a crime, it is even more ridiculous, this fact, that this good news of the resurrection, that they completely dismiss and they want to go on as though it never happened. That Jesus was a corpse when he was carried into the tomb, and they seek to perpetuate this lie that Jesus was a corpse when he was carried out of the tomb. They wanted life to continue as it did before because they were quite happy with how things were. They loved their life, the security that they built around it, the power that they had. They didn't want things to change. And so the good news of the resurrection to them became a threat. But the power and the prestige that they sought to hold on to would be taken away from them. And the kingdom would be given to others. And as readers, our attention now is taken from Jerusalem to the hills in Galilee, where Jesus meets with his disciples. Having heard the message from the women, the disciples gather. The 11 come to Galilee on the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Verse 17, when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some, we're told, doubted. And we may wonder, how can they doubt? And before them stands the risen Jesus, the one who has defeated death. I mean, what more evidence do they need? But this word doubt can also be translated as hesitated. It has this sense of kind of being caught between two options, pulled in two directions. The only other place that this word is used in the whole of the New Testament is earlier in Matthew's Gospel, in the account where Jesus calls Peter to step out of the boat and to walk on the water. I mean, there they see Jesus walking on the water. They're afraid. They think he's a ghost. And as Jesus calls to them to not be afraid, and Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, call me to come out and I will walk out on the water to you." Jesus says, "Come." And Peter steps out. He steps out of the boat. He begins walking to Jesus. But as he looks around him, as he sees the wind, he's filled with fear. And he begins to sink and cries out, "Lord, save me." As Jesus reaches out and pulls him up. and he asks him, why did you doubt? It's the same term here. Why did you doubt? Why did you hesitate? When they saw him, they worshipped, but some hesitated. What does that mean? Well, perhaps similar to Peter in the boat. They hesitated. They were unsure. They were pulled in two directions. And because before them stood the risen Lord Jesus. And yet, all around them, life seemed to continue as though before. And we are celebrating Easter Sunday today in isolation. And rightly so. It is good, it is right for us to obey the government. It is good for us to care for the NHS, for those who are vulnerable. But we celebrate Easter Sunday in isolation because death is still a present reality. We may wonder, what difference does the resurrection make? Perhaps this morning you worship with a hesitant heart. A death couldn't keep Jesus in the grave, but at the moment it confines us to our own homes. What difference does the resurrection make? When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them. Then Jesus came to them and said. See, when we worship with hesitant hearts, we need to hear these words of Jesus. We may not need to see the evidence of Jesus' resurrection, but we need to see, we need to be reminded of the significance of Jesus' resurrection. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Jesus is risen and Jesus reigns. Now, when life seems to be going well, Jesus is risen, Jesus reigns. When life is difficult, when it is a challenge, Jesus is risen and Jesus reigns. That first Easter Sunday changes everything. History is now heading in one direction, and one direction only. As Paul said, as he spoke to the Athenians, that God has set a day when he's going to judge the world with justice. It is meant to be a great and a glorious day when the kingdom of God is fully established. He's going to judge the world in justice by the man Jesus Christ, and he has given proof of this by raising him from the dead. Jesus is risen and Jesus reigns. There is no power in heaven or on earth or under the earth that can change this, because all power and all authority is given to Jesus. Death does not get the final say. Jesus does. At this time where we may worship with hesitant hearts, Jesus wants us to know that he is risen and that he reigns. See, at this time in this nation, people are responding in a variety of ways. Some in defiance, some through despair. Now, others just dreaming of a return to how things used to be. As Christians, we have a better hope. Because of that first Easter Sunday, because of Jesus' resurrection, we have a better hope. whatever happens, we have a better hope. How then should we live? So, well, we are to depend upon Christ, upon the power of his resurrection, even as we participate in the fellowship of his sufferings. And we are to declare. We are to declare this good news that the world needs to hear, that Jesus is risen and that Jesus reigns. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.